You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Ruckus Podcast Show. Mm-hmm. Another day, another experience, another drink.
I'll drink to that.
I'll drink to that, too. Welcome this Friday night. We try to do this whenever we're in town, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can check it out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube on the Danny Diablo and Force 5 pages. And then on Mondays, we do the audio-only version through Spotify, BAM, iHeartRadio, boop, and Spreaker, through the Diablo's Den podcast. Shout out to Jay Reason and Danny Diablo. As you can see, Danny's not here right now. He's feeling a little under the weather. He's sitting back home. We got a show tomorrow night, and he's trying to rest up before it. I told him to come in, though. If he wakes up from his nap and just come in live via satellite.
He said, I got boogies running down my nose.
So hopefully Danny comes through in a little bit. Our special guest today, though, is going to be Mr. Dibs.
Yeah.
You might know him, touring DJ for Atmosphere, for LP. He just did Red Rocks. But yeah, we're going to bring him in a few minutes. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, y'all?
Well, you usually lead it off.
No, this time you guys.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
My name is William Frederick Arthur.
You gave your full government name. His social security number is.
What's your mother's maiden name? Your first pet's name? What are those three numbers on the back of your card? My name is Rick Dog, aka Honky Tonk Man of the Rap Gang.
Boo. I'm pro, y'all. They live.
Boo. I'm going to boo everyone.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Jason Logic, Force 5 in the building.
Oh.
I'm King Ray.
And I'm the DRP.
Boo.
So, yeah, like I said, welcome to the Ruckus Podcast Show. Danny can't make it tonight. Mr. Danny Diablo, he's a little under the weather. Like I said, hopefully we can get him in at some point tonight and talk to Mr. Dibs with us. So we're going to try to wake him up from his nappy nap.
He's got that Queens virus.
He wore a condom for the first time, got sick.
Got sick from the rubber.
His body's rejecting in the latex.
Well, what we usually do, we always try to do like a trending topic when we're on the show, and I'm always like, what should I do this week? Well, yesterday, I think it was Sexy Red. If you guys don't know who she is, she's a new rapper. Yeah, she's a mainstream rapper. But
she work at Texas J's?
I think she did at one time.
Really?
She's the one that cries at the bar?
Yeah. She there was a sex tape that came up on her Instagram.
Oh,
her
nice.
Own sex tape. So yeah. So let's watch this little reaction.
We're going to watch it right here?
Well, not the sex tape. You guys got to go to Pornhub.com for that. Check this out real quick and we're going to talk about it.
Y'all, Sexy Red took us to Pound Town for real last night after she accidentally leaked her spicy tape on her Instagram story. And let's just say she did not lie about being the raw dog. If the Sexy Red spicy tape was leaked on her Instagram story, let's just say a lot of people did not like what they seen. One person said they'd do anything for clout, even post their own spicy tape on Instagram, child. Someone else said it's always the ones that's overly sexual. They'd be born in bed for real. I'm not surprised at all. Sis needed a jump start. I mean, a spit start. Another user chimed in and said, no protection. I hate to say it, but I don't think she and that gentleman are the type to get tested. And the last person said the guy clearly took her phone and posted it himself. She needs to start effing with ninjas with actual standards. Now, later on last night, Sexy Red did go to Twitter and try to clear this up. She said, I'm so heartbroken. Anybody that know me knows I wouldn't do no goofy ish like that. So basically, she's saying the dude took her phone and posted it on her Instagram story himself. Just last week, Sexy Red was caught.
All right. That's huh? another...
All right, now show the beautiful bean footage.
So here's the question. She's just on the come up. She was seen with Drake. And people are saying she's doing this for clout. And it was, do you think she did that for clout? Or
100%.
Or do you think it's the Illuminati did
it? When I do it, I get blocked.
Cool. Come on. Give me some comments. What do you got? If anyone, I know we do underground music here and hardcore and hip hop. Anyone that like listens to the Sexy Red or Drake.
Nobody.
Fill us in on what the fuck's going on. She had to have done it herself. How on her own Instagram? Come on.
Yeah. on her own phone.
And the man takes the phone.
That's what she said.
I mean, I would have done it.
But
the real question is, why the fuck are you putting out a sex tape in missionary style?
Yeah.
that's the prime position.
And
right?
who's filming that too? I mean, if she's laying down.
Right.
Right? Well, here's a conspiracy theory. I'm gonna give you one. She was just saying that Trump should be elected again so we can get those stimulus checks again. And people are like, oh, she's talking about Trump, so they're trying to bring her down. Believe it? Or not? Yeah, I don't either.
She's just trash. That's all it
is. I mean, everyone's talking about it. We're talking about her here. Everybody's talking about her.
Yeah. I still want to see the bean footage.
You know what's funny is my guitar player, Tim from Angry Corpses, was about to book her for a show. He's got Bobby Shmurda coming. He's like, next I'm going to bring Sexy Red. And she wanted 60 G's, I think it was, or something for like three songs. And I guess
I do too, but I'm not going to get
the smash.
But I guess that's what she's getting. 60 G's damn. For three songs.
Wow.
Dang. Isn't that crazy?
Girl I eat ass with a headlamp on, so does that help?
Well, Sexy Red is making more than us, so I don't know what to say about that.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she didn't try to put that out because she didn't look that fucking great. She had a shower cap on and shit. If you're gonna purposely leak a sex tape,
they should be all dolled up.
You want that lighting right?
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Well, we've got Mr. Dibs in the back. Let's
send me the link if you find
it. Mr. Dibs just played with Run the Jewels at Red Rocks. Let's watch this and then let's bring him in. Yeah, I take that awesome. Back. I think that was a Louder Than Life Festival. Yeah. But without further ado, here he is. Let's bring him here. Mr. Dibs in the house. What's going on, brother?
Watching sex tapes.
You got a sex tape to put on Instagram?
No.
There'd be spinning baby heads. And...
So what do you think about?
I watched that while I was waiting.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? Sexy Red.
It's fucking horrible. It doesn't matter about the sex tape. The song is fucking trash.
Well, yeah. But she's getting 60 racks to do like three songs.
Put it online, it comes with this.
Grease support. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's really, it's mainstream it's really, music, right?
It's what's horrible.
That? Yeah, music. Yeah.
Yeah, but, it's a fucking wet napkin. It's horrible.
Yep.
<What napkin?
laughs> So on a lighter news, tell us about how it came to be doing the Run the Jewels thing. Was that Louder Than Life Festival just a couple weeks ago, or what was that?
That was Louder Than Life. And then a week before that was Red Rocks with Atmosphere.
Okay, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah. So that's two fucking huge shows back to back like that.
Yeah, yeah. The Louder Than Life thing, I didn't know that was that many people. I thought it was a normal thing until you walk out on stage. There's like 200,000 people. So
holy shit,
damn! Now,
where was that?
That was in Louisville.
Louisville. All right.
When you walk out on stage and you're like, oh shit! Like not endless sea of people. So it was a little bigger than I thought. Red Rocks is about 10,000. That's kind of intimidating too, but
yeah.
In the grand scheme, 200,000 is you can't see anybody really at either of them. You know what I mean? It's a big blur of people, but it's a lot of fucking people to play in front of.
I was just gonna say, I've been playing music for 25 years, and I don't think I played in front of 200,000 people total. So you did that in one show. Congrats!
Yeah, got that out of the way. So that's all I ever need to done. Check that shit off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's amazing though, man.
Hell yeah.
So you started off in your first like hip hop thing was like 95, 96, but the your first big thing popping up was that the Scribble Jam when you got together with Scribble in the magazine?
Yeah, it was it was a graffiti magazine.
Yeah.
And those were like the first cats in the city that you saw real graffiti.
Yeah.
Full on burners and shit. And then they just wanted someone to DJ while they painted. That's all it was ever supposed to be.
Oh, no shit.
Wow.
It's going to be like music and DJing. And then we're like, well, we could do all this other shit too. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So it was never really this big grand plan. We never knew or thought it would be big like that.
Yeah.
We thought like 300 riders and a couple dudes DJing. That would be it. And it just
blew up from there.
Yeah. It snowballed. Giant thing.
That's amazing, man.
Oh yeah.
Is how did I Danny's not here right now. I told him to try to come in. He's feeling under the weather. He's at home right now, but I gave him the invite, so I'm hopefully he'll chime in. But I know when I met you last year, we were in Louisville for the Scarhead tour, and I know you talked to Danny. We were talking about graffiti and stuff, but how did you meet Danny? That wasn't the first time you met him, right? Like, you've known him for a while.
I met him in L.A. at the fucking El Rey. It was I played a show with Ill Bill.
Oh shit.
Idea and me.
Oh wow.
Before the show, Toby from H2O was there walking through, and I knew him from the Warped Tour.
Okay.
So
I know
you
Toby
know,
and Danny are good friends.
So we hadn't seen each other in a minute. I'm like, oh shit, what are you doing here? And he's, you know, I'm hanging out with Ezak and a couple other dudes. And I'm like, oh no shit, Ezak's here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Meet him. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, you'd heard the name for years and years and years. So here's the chance to meet him face to face.
Yeah.
Did you hide your wallet right away?
That's what I do every time it comes over my house.
And so that's when I met him, and he took my wallet.
That's gonna be a clip. That's gonna be a clip I'm putting on the show. I'll be like, Danny. it's
shaking hands. The next minute, I was at the bar getting a drink, and he was like, "Oh, I'll pay for it," and it was in my wallet. So,
I already like you a lot. This is great. I can't. Danny's gonna give me so. He's like, I wasn't even there to defend myself.
That's when I met him. And then, you know, like every time they would come to town, whatever band he was coming to town with, I would just make sure I was there. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's amazing.
No, definitely. It was when I saw you at the Louisville show, I'm like, holy shit, Mr. Dibs is here. This
yeah. What was the name of that club? That place was awesome.
What was that club? It was, that was Louisville, right? Yeah.
Is that?
Oh, fuck. I can't remember the name. It was a dope club.
Louisville. It was Headliners. It was in Cincinnati.
Headliners.
Oh, no.
In Cincinnati, it was Legends.
Legends.
Oh, it was Legends. It was Legends. So we were in Cincy. Okay.
Yeah, that's my
bathroom still smells like weed.
Yeah.
So that's my little brother and his homies run that place.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who the promoter was. I've known him for years.
Alsop.
Was it?
Chris Alsop from Suffocate Faster.
Chris Alsop. Yeah, yeah. No shit.
That's my little brother.
No kidding. Yeah, he books a lot of shit there, right?
Books all the shit there.
Yeah. Hardcore and hip hop and stuff like that. I was in a new metal band way back in the day called Soar, and I think he actually booked us back there. This is fucking 2001, maybe 2002, 2003. Was he in bands too? Maybe he was in a band back then.
He was been in every fucking band. Dude,
yeah, right? I think he was in a band because I think that's when we played. Like, it was my band and his band out in Kentucky.
Yeah, so that's what you know the drill. You got the band, you got the venue, your band plays, and you bring in the cats from out of town. That's the headliners, and you open up, locals open up.
Right, right. Yep.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Real good dude.
He is. My little meaner, my small, well, actually, he's bigger than me, I think.
you're a pretty big guy, too, man. When I was taking pictures next to you, I'm like.
In the bathroom?
I didn't see him in the bathroom.
We're in the bathroom looking for our fucking wallets. And so wallets were missing.
Yeah, wallets were missing.
Seriously.
And then Danny offered to buy me a drink. I knew something was up. Yeah. He never offers to buy me a drink.
He bought rounds for the bar, so, you know.
Oh, shit. This is great. I know we want to talk a little bit more about your history and stuff like that, but I know I was asking you today what's been up with you and stuff like that. And you said you just dropped this live at Red Rocks thing. I want to show this to people real quick. They can go to SoundCloud for this, right?
They can go to Bandcamp, or they can message me and I'll send it to them.
Here it is right here. Yeah, this is look They're at that right first. There. That's a great picture. Mr. Dibs first. Live at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Three tracks.
What was the subtitle? It's like Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Cincinnati Riot Act. Time Displacement with Slug of Atmosphere. That's fucking dope, man.
Yeah, that's fucking amazing.
So yeah, check out Mr. Dibs live at Red Rocks. You can go to SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or Dibs said, go right to his Instagram, hit him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I ain't got shit else to do.
That's amazing.
you got a lot of vinyls to sort out in the back there. Look at all those vinyls. How many vinyls do you have there?
That's fucking crazy. That's amazing.
Yeah, just there.
I don't know, maybe 20 or 30,000.
Holy shit! Fuck.
But there's a bunch you can't see. I literally just put together like these yesterday that I got to fill up. There's a whole back room over there filled with vinyl and a whole room upstairs.
Oh, man, this is dope.
Here, because we need the rooms for other shit, like
people,
like normal shit.
Isn't shit? Yeah. So bigger than. The old house, we had to shit in the kitchen. The whole kitchen was filled with vinyl.
So let me ask you this. When you go crate digging, you actually listen to all the different albums that you're trying to pick up, or do you know what you're trying to look for when you go out?
If I'm looking for music, I'll jump through the record. A lot of them you can, if anybody remembers the show, That's Incredible.
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm 46. I remember that show.
So there was a dude on there on one episode where the whole thing was he was identifying records by looking at the grooves on the records.
What?
And so as a kid, I watched that, and then I wanted to learn how to do that shit. So over the years, I learned how to look at the records, and you could be like, that's all bass line, that's drums, just the way the vinyl.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
That's fucking...
So rather than have to listen
to... Rain Man shit.
A little bit, yeah. So rather than have to listen to them all, you can look down and tell that there's something there that's not like it's isolated. Like there's a guitar solo, there's bass solo, there's drums. And so you don't have to hear them all.
Yeah.
But if it's like noise and weird shit like that, I just buy it because it's noisy and you'll get something out of it regardless.
Okay. So, yeah. Wow. So yeah. You have that many fucking records. Is that all from just Kentucky stores? Are you going around everywhere whenever you're somewhere and shopping around?
This is from Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky.
You bought every album in fucking Kentucky. Did they? Does anyone else get to listen to an album?
No. Not at all. If you so like back in the day, I delivered pizzas. This will make sense. So maybe.
Yeah.
I would deliver pizzas to your house, and then like you're 15 or whatever. And you kind of size up the house and the kids that are in there. And you're like, you know, you just literally be like, y'all got any records? And they're like, what the fuck are records?
Yeah.
You know, records, like playing a turntable. And they would be like, yeah, my parents got records in the basement.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you give me the records, I'll give you this whole order free.
Oh, no way.
It would be like, what? I'd be like, yeah. And if it's a lot of records, I'll give you the next order free.
Man.
And I'd give them my number and shit. And I would go down there and cats would give me their whole parents' fucking collection.
Man. Get the fuck! All
right, Dad's like, "Where's my Barry Manilow records?"
Saying this is all for like a 2-liter and a large pizza, you would walk out. Somebody got their ass beat later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Years later, but I probably got 10,000 records out of people in my old neighborhoods just on that one.
Holy Man. Fuck!
So
in there, yep. Pay attention. Like when the cats get evicted, the whole collection will be on the fucking curb. That's one.
Yeah.
Churches, when churches have sales, churches have all these fucking weird sex records. Like, what to tell your kids about vaginas?
And I
have stacks of that shit.
Yeah. Like this will work for a sample somewhere.
Like I literally just pulled a box of it's sitting on the floor of like odd Christian morality cassettes. From a church the other day. Like,
yeah.
What do you do if your kid asks about murdering the neighbor? Volume 1.
All right, I want to hear that sample when you do that one.
Telling you, I got him right here.
Let me see it. I want to see one of these.
see what we got in here. Let's see. Too fucking good. Be, I don't even know what
people
the
hell that are watching the audio only version. You're missing out. Check out the video version of this. This is great.
I don't know what the fuck that means. A fall from the highest office.
A fall from the highest office. Maybe that's like heaven. Is the highest office heaven?
I mean, in this church.
You know, old as shit. Fell from the highest office, right?
This is about 9/11.
Oh, come on.
Here you go. This is what I'm talking about. This is a gem right here. Church tape. This is what you play. Bro.
Yeah.
Contraception.
They really have tapes for that, huh?
Well, there it is. Contraception, why not? James E. Smith, PhD. That's a fucking church tape that you went to Sunday school or whatever weird church school, and they played that shit for you.
Played that. Wow. That's not convincing me to go to church tomorrow.
No.
Hey man, if you're looking for fucking sex tapes and records, that might be the thing to go to church tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Maybe I should go.
If you just watch that butthole, if you just watch that butthole brown thing or whatever, you can probably get a copy of this.
Sexy butthole brown. Grease support guide. Grease support guide.
That's where you need it after listening to that shit.
So what got you into music? Like, were you just like when you were like young, like 3, 4, 5 years old, listening to music with grandpa, with mom, dad? How did you get into music so much? Because I know for me in the past, like music so much to me, it was implanted in me at a very young age. So give me your story.
My dad had all like you back then. I feel like there wasn't a giant separation. So there wasn't like, this is rock, this is R&B, this is this. Everything was kind of meshed together. So you would hear the Commodores and then you'd hear Led Zeppelin right after. Nobody really gave a fuck what genre it was. The genres weren't so defined back then. And back then you didn't watch the TV all the time. Your parents would play music. So when you're in the house, they're playing records the whole time. And that was like, you're sitting there getting lectured about whatever dumb shit you did, but there's some dope song playing in the background. It's like the background noise back then was music. Now it's fucking TikTok. My butthole's brown. So.
Yeah.
Your dad's yelling at you in the background's, why not contraceptive?
Yeah, why not? Put that Commodore song back on.
So my dad, you know, like, and he made a record when he was like 17 or 18. So he was a, he thought I could pull it off.
He sang.
Yeah, he sang and he played a bunch of instruments, but that didn't pan out. Like his parents weren't having that shit when he was a kid. So he made the one for the group. And so I think he was like living through me on that. Like, oh, he'll make it. And then, you know, like the first time he came to a show, that was it. I'm like, cool. My dad saw it. He dug it. I'm done again.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. You know, my parents were the same way when I was getting into music and stuff like that. They were super supportive. Like I would jam in their basement and they would build. I needed more electrical outlets in the basement. So they had an electrician come over, build this shit for me. Like, so I get props to my parents because they had to deal with a lot. So that's cool that your dad was like that too.
They're,
you know,
they're
what I mean?
Still dealing with your shit.
Yeah, they still do. I'm 46. They're like, come on, Donnie. When does this end?
It never ends.
No, sorry, Pop. Sorry, Mom.
So, still rapping, huh?
Yeah. No? You're 46 with two fucking 20-year-old kids, and you're rapping still?
That was my mom's thing. Like, you're still wiggling your hands on those records. I was on Jimmy Kimmel last week. It should be like, but you were on there wiggling your hands.
That's homie, fucking great.
Homies that own a tattoo shop, and they would come to my parents' house with me. And my mother would be like, "You still doodling on people, Daryl?
Yeah, ma.
Yeah, that's what we. I wiggle my fingers. He doodles on guys. Like, what?
And Danny steals all of our wallets.
None of us have a wallet. Should have been here, Danny. You should.
I know.
He did chime in.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said, fuck Rick Dog.
Oh, he said, fuck Rick Dog.
Thanks.
Thanks, Danny. Danny, if you're by the bed right now, don't make a sexy red video, but come into the live stream real quick. If you're watching still, Danny.
He's back on Instagram.
Yeah, he's probably on Instagram watching, like,
building up his stories.
Yeah, he's got Danny has 1,000 stories a day on there. It's just not, and he repeats them 3 times, right?
Said sick as fuck, and then
all right, that's all right, Danny. It's all good, brother.
Love you, Danny.
Yeah, get some rest.
Or make more again. Or make more stories. You can do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, it said his laptop's dead.
Oh, his laptop's dead. All right. No worries, brother. I'm trying to see what else I got here. I wanted to show this clip real quick to the people that are watching. I think this is from 2009. I found this on YouTube. I wanted to talk to you about this real quick, if it's cool. But can I show this real quick, and then we'll come right back? All right, here we go.
Minneapolis, make some fucking noise!
Wait a minute. Give me that freak, fool, another jack move, sit still. Mr. Dibs, yo, homie, how it tits feel. Real jack, any city, town, or village. Dig a hole just to see if I can fill it. I stay away from you rappers. Flip a dime and wipe her off with some napkins. With the MPLS and the STP, Musab and that's Ali. Here's how I remember ya. Click, slash, ass up for the camera. Feels good when you're caught in the dark. Come on, baby, let me hear you bark. Raise up and roll over on your back. You'll say,
I ain't never been photoed like that.
By the end of this tour I'm on, everybody on the bus gonna be like,
what the fuck, Sean?
Nothing but a cum shot. Put the love on your face, take a picture while it runs off. Warning, hide your white piece, cause Slug and the Rhyme Sayers are jacking your freaks.
Oh, shit.
Wiggling them damn fingers.
Yeah, you were wiggling them fingers. Was that was Sound Set, right? Sound Set.
Yeah, the first part was Sound Set with LP Mighty Quinn.
Yeah, so
possibly the worst shirt a man could ever wear, modeled by me.
It's 2009, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm sorry, I had to show because it looked dope, you know what I mean? I wanted to show, like, you know, the crowd. It looked amazing out there, but yeah, the shirt. I mean, I wore some.
Right, we all looked like we were real big fish back then.
Yeah. Every time, the minute it came up, I'm like, it's the fucking shirt. It's the
no, not this one.
I have a homie, Bob Fryer, every year makes a fucking meme out of me in that shirt puts a dumb hat. And you can't even see fucking shoes. I thought the shoes were fucking dope, but they're really bad too.
Well,
I can't explain.
No,
bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I wanted to show the Sound Set and LP rocking with LP.
It's
that's
amazing.
Fucking dope. You know what I mean?
And then, absolutely.
And then the second part, I had to ask you, Jack and Yo Freak. So, did you do the whole beat for that with Atmosphere? Was that your production and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's it was a cover of Ice Cube jacking
your
beat.
Yeah. And then you just flipped it, kind of.
Yeah.
Fucking wrong.
Yeah, that
was the hidden track on.
I was gonna ask what album that was.
Sad Clown Bad Dub 3.
Gotcha.
So
How did you hook up with Atmosphere and LP and stuff like that? Because Atmosphere is Minnesota, right? And I obviously you're basically Midwest too, but Minnesota's a little far away from Kentucky to be like, you didn't grow up together.
It's because I'm from Ohio.
Oh, you're from Ohio?
It's from Cincinnati.
That's right. I'm sorry, Cincinnati. But, yeah.
But you could literally leave my house and drive 3 minutes and be in Kentucky. Like, it's literally right there. Cincinnati, bottom corner, and Kentucky's right across. It's right there.
Yeah, yeah. But they're from Minnesota, right? Atmosphere's from Minnesota, Minneapolis, right?
Yeah, Minneapolis. I met them at Scribble Jam 97.
Ah.
A few of them came down then. And then I started bringing Sean and them in, Atmosphere, in to do shows at different venues around the city. And then, so then we're friends and shit. And then one day he was like, hey, I need a new DJ.
That was that. Was that after Abilities or before Abilities?
Because DJ. So when ID and Abilities wanted to do, because they were already a group.
Yeah.
So they signed on with Atmosphere. Like it was Atmosphere. And I think originally Sean was the DJ.
Oh, no shit.
Slug was the DJ. Kind of rotated. And then Sadiq was the DJ, and then he was running Rhymesayer. So then they got ID and Abilities. And then when they were ready to release their solo album, that's when. So I think he had PNS and then Precise and then me. I was already on the label at that point. So I was already on Rhymesayers, and it just made sense.
Gotcha. All right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. Yeah.
Didn't know the whole history behind that. Right, you know what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
LP thing was, I'm not in Atmosphere anymore. Maybe a year or so goes by, and then L needed a DJ to do stuff on I'll Sleep When You're Dead. And he hit me up for that, and then I was his DJ for, you know, X amount of years during that time.
Ah, no shit. Now, I don't know the history with LP. Is he from New York or no?
He's from Brooklyn, yeah.
Brooklyn, yeah. So I thought, all right, yeah. Gotcha. That's fucking dope, man.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
Well, and you guys got any questions for Mr. Dibs?
What do you got coming up? What do you got coming up? What's in the forecast for you?
Basically I just sit at home and make records and fuck with toys. So
that sounds amazing.
Amazing.
I just picked up the final, like there's like a series of 3 7-inches. We're on 7-inch number 2, and I just picked that one up from the plant. What is fucking today? Friday? I picked it up Monday.
Yeah.
The new 7-inch comes out whenever I feel like putting it in the cover.
So it could be tomorrow, could be next week.
It's probably going to be 2.5 weeks. Like, I just built these shelves. I want to kind of organize this shit. Then they're hell sitting in a box.
Yeah.
I'll organize all my church sex tapes.
Yeah, the church. You got to organize by alphabetical order the church sex tapes.
I have to put the church sex tapes in order then.
Then maybe the album will come out.
So are you a Bengals fan or are you a Browns fan? I got to ask you that too.
Well, I'm an old school Raiders and Steelers fan.
This guy here's a Raiders fan right here.
Thank you. I can appreciate. Look, this is how I break it down.
Yeah,
I don't have any beef with the Browns either. Like, you know, it's some Ohio shit, but the Bengals, when I was a kid, broke my heart twice with the Super Bowl. Same fucking team.
Yep. Frisco, yeah.
Sure same fucking did. Play. Same
yeah.
amount. That is not a script. I don't know what is.
Oh, you're going to give me the script thing? Come on. Joe Montana.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's hard to argue when you say that. Yes.
Yeah, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. Come on.
I won't even argue that. You're right. Even if it was a script. It's still a shitty script. Like, you know,
I've seen this one already.
Do you want to know, like, when I was growing up, Joe Montana was my favorite, but then after Joe Montana retired, guess who my favorite quarterback was?
It's not Kenny Anderson.
Jeff Blake. I fucking love Jeff Blake. The Rainbow Bomb, the Carl Pickens, number 80. I had all those jerseys. My family's like, why the fuck are you a Bengals fan? I love the Bengals.
And I mean, I'm not shitting on the team. It'd be great for them to win, great for the city, but it's not going to happen because it's Cincinnati. I don't know
Joe
what.
Joe Burrow, and they look like shit right now, but Joe Burrow, Higgins.
I mean, yeah, but Burrow's got his slightly childish calf that keeps bothering him.
I know you're not wrong there.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, yeah, what do I know about it? Just saying.
he just got that check. He's like, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah.
The real problem from the jump with the Bengals is once you lose the old hardcore uniform, you got the fruit stripe gum outfit. And that's
yeah.
A Super Bowl like that.
Well,
it happened. You can't be a fruit stripe gum. No offense to the players, but that's what it looks like. They kind of got closer with the black and white stripes, but it's just like an aggressive skunk coming at you.
Yep.
Go Raiders.
Pittsburgh Steelers and Oakland Raiders. I would, you know.
Yeah. Well, the Packers are playing the Raiders this week, so fuck the Raiders.
Yeah, fuck them. Go Raiders.
I like the we hit you long after the whistle Raiders.
Those were good teams.
So you had one bar on your face mask
what was it, Biletnikoff? Who was the wide receiver with the one? It was like Steve Largent too. It's the Raider wide receiver and Largent that I always remember with the one
bar.
Fucking bar.
Yeah.
Those great receivers from like the 70s.
And if a dude is playing wide receiver or running back with one bar, that's not the dude to fuck with out
there. No, it's not. Right. He didn't give a fuck.
At all. No teeth, gumming it the whole time. Cussing and shit at you, spitting blood on you. You don't fuck with that dude. Just,
just go get the touchdown. Well, brother, hey, it's been fucking great to talk to you. This was a phenomenal interview.
Definitely.
You made me laugh like 50,000 fucking times.
Fucking great, Dibs. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, brother.
Body there, including me, needs to check for their wallets.
Danny, I still got my wallet, brother.
So I got keep my, a chain on mine.
Ah, I do. We win.
Yeah. All right. Well, brother, is there anything else you want to plug before we get out of here? Anything else you wanted to let people know about?
Nah.
All right. Those are the final words.
You'll know when it's time to know. Like, that new record will be out sometime in the next. When I get to it, you know, I'll talk about it, baby. There's only 300. Brother. You know, 300. When they're gone, I don't give a fuck. Matt, hit me up after. I'll send you guys the new record before anybody else gets it.
I want to send you some gear too. Hit up Danny on Instagram, let him know what size you are and stuff, and I'm gonna hit you up with a bunch of New York hardcore gear and shit like that too. So
all right, brother, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thanks, Dibs.
Peace out, brother.
Peace.
There you go.
It was a phenomenal interview.
Mr. Dibs.
I'm actually have tears from fucking laughing. Dibs, that was a fucking great interview. You should be a comedian. You should you should be with Force 5. That was great.
Yeah. You'd fit right in, bro.
I'll give you all my parents' old albums if you join our squad.
Bring over a pizza, too.
Yeah, you got a pizza. I got a couple of records. I got Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction. I think Rage Against the Machine. Some Boston. Gravediggers.
I bought that one.
Oh, you did buy that one.
Someone wants to know, or they got a gift for you.
Oh, shit. I got a gift?
When you're done touring.
I actually just got
D-Bow's
done touring.
Toy Chest.
I just got, I was actually last week on tour with Angry Corpses. It was a lot of fun. I don't think I got any video from that, but.
Was the gift your wallet?
Yeah, my wallet's back.
He stole someone's chain.
I'm going to show this real quick. Danny was supposed to be here. This is from the Brooklyn show that me and Danny played with Angry Corpses. Check this out real quick. We're going to come back and say goodbye to everyone. We really appreciate it. You listen to the Ruckus Podcast Show. Here's the Brooklyn show last week with Danny Diablo and Angry Corpses.
Roll that footage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was amazing. The Brooklyn show of the tour. Yeah.
That's why your back's all jacked, Danny. Yeah, bouncing like that.
With piss mob.
RS70. Yes, there's a place you can get New York hardcore gear.
Go right here, DannyDiabloMerch.com. You pick up the New York hardcore gear. We do have we got so many different designs from Danny. Danny's got a ton of designs on there. Check it out.
Also, his the Day Diablo versus Piss Mob fucking
pre-orders.
Yeah, the pre-orders just started. I don't know if I have that on here. Let me check that out real quick. I don't see it.
Anyway, go to DannyDiabloMerch.com.
Also, check out Diablo Fest. If you guys are in Vegas, Madball, Scarhead,
get your fucking DRP with Rick Dog, right now.
They Live, it's Big Left with Masa Moon, Never Ending Last Words, 100 Proof, and Concrete Dream, Piss Mob, Guilty by Association, Tony Slippers, tons of bands on this. It's going to be fucking huge. It's going to be popping.
I can't wait.
Hope you guys can come out, check it out.
After Party with Jason, the Sin Guy.
That's right.
Yep, Tone Word. It's going to be insane.
Right hand, Rob.
Check that shit out. And also tomorrow, if you guys are in the Indiana area, come to the Night of the Truck and Heads Festival, headlined by Razakel. It's Team She's putting this on, but Force 5 Records is one of the direct support for the headliners, so check it out. We'd appreciate you come down. Carl's Tavern, New Haven, Indiana.
Also, shout out to Roz for dropping that new Slice Girls single last night, mentioning us up in that.
Oh, hell yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet. I got you.
Dude, did you see she put in a fucking Van Halen 80s rock ramp? So she can run up the...
Yeah.
I told her I'm going to get my drunk asses using that ramp, too. She's going to be like, I hope it's silver. I hope it's like Monday Night Raw.
It's still great.
You know, we haven't had a chance to do this yet either, guys. Jason, you've been... We got to do Logic Cam.
Ugly Cam.
That ugly motherfucker. Then,
we got the other cam. We got to look at Prolific. Look at him.
Deer in headlights.
Yeah. Look at you.
Let's go to toilet cam. Toilet cam.
It's Steph up there.
She's flushing.
Dropping a deuce.
Hammering one out. Vape juice everywhere.
Oh, God.
Anyways, this is the Ruckus Podcast Show. We try to do this every Friday when we're not on tour or playing shows or...
This was a good one.
Whatever.
We're on a date with your mom.
This was a good one.
Mr. Dibs, you... We're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for everything, Dibs. Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have him on, but it was even more of a pleasure to listen and speak. And
absolutely.
He was hilarious, fucking on point, and he owns more records than I've ever seen. And he's played in front of more people in one show than we all have.
Oh, yeah. Put together.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Dibs. Shout out to Danny. Danny, get better, brother. Yeah. We'll see you hopefully tomorrow.
Love you, Isaac.
Love you, brother. And, if you're listening to this on the audio-only version, you're listening to this on Diablo's podcast on shout-out to Jay Reason. And, I'm the DRP signing off.
And I'm not wearing pants.
Oh, stand up. Prove it.
Oh.
It's for the audio part.
Oh.
I'm lying.
Thank you guys for commenting. We had a lot of comments. We didn't get to everybody, I think, because we were laughing the whole time. But
great entertainment tonight.
Shout-out to everybody. Yeah. Jay, you got anything to add?
Rockies.
All right.
Force 5 in the building. Basement.
All right, we're out. Peace out. Ruckus! See you guys later.
Hey, this is Dewey Halpas, host of Peer Pleasure on the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Join me each week as I explore another long-form conversation with one of your favorite musicians, actors, comedians, or creatives. From Chino Moreno of the Deftones, John Gorley of Portugal the Man, to Fat Mike from NoFX and Ian MacKay from Fugazi and Minor Threat, we go all over the map. From Fall Out Boy to Slayer, Peer Pleasure has it all. Check us out now on Sound Talent Media.